Happy Monday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching. I hope you had a lovely weekend and I also hope that you have a really nice week ahead. So yesterday I sent you a text message with the link over to the teachings, and over there you would have found a very bright image with lots of words and kind of an upside down pyramid. And this is actually called a vibrational energy chart. And I wanted to talk to you about it today to explain it further, but also to explain the benefit of tapping into this chart every single day will have for you. So often we think that life is happening to us and outside of us. We look outside of ourselves all of the time and we feel separated from things that are going on in our life or things that we want. They seem like they're far out in the distance. And energy is actually one and the same as us. So when you look out to the sky, or when you look out to the sea, or when you think about God or a higher energy, we're actually all interconnected and all the one thing. And oftentimes we forget that, or we mightn't even know that, or you mightn't even believe that. But when we think about energy, it is not something we can touch, we can't taste it, we can't smell it, and we can't hear it. It is something that, like oxygen, is just going out there all of the time through waves and through different vibrations. When we are vibrating at a certain level emotionally, we actually are sending out that vibration into the universe or into the world, and we can be attracting back the same sort of energy to us. We feel a lot of times that we're not in control of our circumstances. And yes, it is true that we are not always in control of our circumstances, but actually there's been scientific evidence to say that we are in control and have 40% choice over our thoughts and our beliefs. And that to me is a massive proportion. So when you think of that proportion, taking away your subconscious mind, your past experiences, negativities, 40% is remaining for you to get up every day and to choose how you're going to look at life. Yes, we go through difficulties. Yes, some of us experience that more than others in periods of time. And you might even be going through something that's very difficult and stressful at this moment in time. But remember that you have 40% choice of how you're going to approach it, how you're going to react to it, and more particularly, how you're going to move forward. So when we look at this chart, and if you didn't get a chance to look at it yesterday, do go back and look at it today, because it could be something you might want to save as a screensaver on your phone or even on your computer at home and tap into it as often as you can. This chart actually goes from 0 to 1,000. 0 is, I suppose, death. So it's when we're not really in existence and there's no energy at all. And 1,000 is the highest state of enlightenment. Most people on average come to around 210 on that list. So from 0 to 1,000, the average person is at 210. But actually when we get to 500 on that list, which you'll see, that is the state of love. And everything from that point on is hugely around expansion and growth. There are obviously numbers below that, which I'll go through with you, that are also very positive. But 500 is the midpoint, which is the state of love. The Dalai Lama, for instance, would only be at around 750. So higher state of enlightenment is something that, I suppose, in our life, we will never really fully achieve. But it is just where the scale goes. So when we look at the bottom of the scale, shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, anger. They are going from 20 all the way up to anger, which is 150. Again, we think of the scale being from 0 to 1,000. If you're fearful, you're vibrating at a level of 100. If you're feeling guilty about something that maybe you've done, or something you feel you wish you'd done, or something you haven't even done but you're feeling guilty about it, you're vibrating at an energy level of 30. If you're feeling shame, not feeling good enough in yourself, feeling embarrassed about something, feeling insecure, you're vibrating at an energy level of 20. And what they say is that anything really from 0 up till just under 250 is what they call contracted. And that's where, when you're placing all of that energy out, energy around the same vibrational level is coming back in. If you ever go through periods of time where life is really, really good, things are all going in the right direction, everything seems to be happening all together. They always say, God, great things happen together and bad things happen together. Everything is just moving towards you. That is generally because you're vibrating at a high level. And when we're in a good place, because we're vibrating at a high level, more good comes in. when we're vibrating at a lower level, obviously lower energies come in. So one thing that I wanted you to do with this chart is to one, look at how you're feeling today. Maybe you're feeling fearful and you're vibrating at a level of 100 and that energy is going out to the universe, been transformed and coming straight back at you in the terms of manifesting itself through situations, through people, through your relationships, through your work, through anything else, and it's all coming back to you at 100. When you move up to that average point of 250, which sits between courage and neutrality, that's where the average person vibrates at all. You're still in that contracted phase. Expansion really happens from when we go upwards. 310 is willingness, 350 is acceptance, and that's where your expansion really begins. Acceptance and onward to reason, to love, to joy, to peace, to enlightenment. I do not expect that every single day you will be on that expanded end of the vibrational chart, but wouldn't it be lovely to be able to experience that more often than not, and also to bring an expanded consciousness into your life, to have an expansive consciousness and to receive really expansive energy. And when you look at this, what I used to do, I found this about 6 or 7 years ago, this chart. And at the time, for about a year, I kept it on my phone as a screensaver. And I used to just, if I was going through something difficult, or even if I was in a good mood, I just used to check in with it once a day, because I'd be on my phone a lot, and go, okay, where am I vibrating right now? What's going on? What choice do I have? How do I work through my fear, or my grief, or my guilt, or my shame? Or how do I come up to a place of acceptance? How do I feel like I'm in a state of love? So really think about this today. See how you get on. I would encourage you to use this more often and to understand. And it's very, very simple there in the chart. There are more stronger charts with more detail in it. You can absolutely go on to Google and look for those. I just wanted to put something a little bit more I suppose simplistic there, so it wasn't overwhelming to look at it. So look, I hope you've enjoyed that teaching on this. I hope you find this helpful. And remember, you have 40% choice over how you're thinking, feeling, acting, behaving, and going out in life, and make that 40% the best that you can. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, where I'll have a really gentle meditation around expansion and growth and some more great things coming up this week. Have a lovely day.